The Infinite Knowledge Podcast. The Infinite Knowledge Podcast.
On today's audio essay of the Infinite Knowledge Podcast, we will explore the subject of creativity with and without AI, artificial intelligence as an extension of human creativity, or the end of human creativity. In an age where artificial intelligence, AI, evolves with a swiftness that often startles humanity, it prompts the deeply philosophical question, does AI serve as an extension of human creativity, or does it presage the cessation of our own inventive prowess? This inquiry is not simply a matter of technological concern, but also speaks to the essence of what it means to be human. At the heart of this discussion is the concept of creativity itself, traditionally thought to be one of the last bastions of pure human uniqueness. Creativity, as a philosophical construct, is the wellspring of novelty and innovation. It is the force that propels societies into new eras of enlightenment and is the hallmark of our adaptability as a species. When juxtaposed with the computational might of AI, human creativity may seem quaint, perhaps even antiquated. After all, AI has demonstrated abilities that outpace the fastest and most complex of human thought processes. Its potential to calculate, predict, and even learn paves the way for a world inextricably integrated with artificial intellects. Nevertheless, considering AI as a mere adversary to human imagination is a narrow perspective. Instead, envisioning AI as a collaborative partner reveals a more nuanced and optimistic viewpoint. The relationship between human intelligence and artificial intelligence can be better understood through the lens of cognitive extension theory. This theory suggests that human cognition is not confined within our skulls, but rather is distributed across our social and technological environments. Consider the abacus or the calculator. These tools extend our innate cognitive capacities. AI can be seen as the pinnacle of cognitive tools, with the ability to not only enhance our intellectual tasks, but also to anticipate our needs and complement our thoughts. Moreover, synergy between human and machine intelligence can embody the concept of augmentative interaction, where each party amplifies the capabilities of the other. Here, the dynamic nature of AI can intersect with the imaginative power of the human mind. Humans ask, "What if?" and set the goals, while AI provides how it can be done. It creates a space where, for instance, an architect can dream up revolutionary structures that defy traditional design, and an AI can model the physics to ensure their feasibility and stability. Witness, for example, the realm of digital art. Generative adversarial networks, GANs, algorithms pitted against each other to create increasingly sophisticated outputs, assist artists in exploring visual possibilities beyond their unaided capabilities. AI does not restrict human creativity, it amplifies it, pushing boundaries into evocative new mediums. Similarly, in music, AI-generated compositions offer musicians uncharted melodies and harmonies, a fresh palette from which human artistry can paint unprecedented auditory landscapes. Nevertheless, the ingress of AI into creative domains is not without its disquieting implications. The seductive reductionism framework would caution us against oversimplifying the relationship between AI and human creativity. When AI begins creating independently, are the results truly creative or merely iterations based on existing patterns? Creativity might be seen not merely as the ability to generate something new, but also as the capacity to imbue creation with meaning. In this light, AI acts not as a replacement, but as a magnifying glass for human intentionality. AI cannot yet fathom the depths of human subjectivity, the intangible alchemy of experiences, emotions, and memories that tinge our creations with the ineffable hue of originality. In consequence, while AI might seem to threaten the exclusivity of human creativity, it is, in actuality, reliant upon human designers to provide the interpretive and empathetic context that renders artifacts truly meaningful. As we venture further into this shared existence with AI, we must consider that creativity is not a static entity to be preserved or lost, but an evolutionary force. It is one that expands with the tools at our disposal, morphing with the zeitgeist of our times. AI, therefore, becomes a participant in the dance of innovation, following the lead of human ingenuity, but also inviting us to new rhythms, yet undefined. Human creativity is enriched, not endangered, as we map undiscovered territories with our digital companions by our side. The true wisdom lies in recognizing and cultivating this symbiotic relationship, where human aspiration and artificial intelligence meet to create a fusion that surpasses what either could achieve in isolation. In embracing AI, not as a harbinger of creative doom, but as an instrument of expressive expansion, we can ensure that our innate inventiveness continues to flourish in concert with our creations. As this landscape of shared creativity unfurls, the futures we imagined become the realities we build together. As we contemplate the alliance of human ingenuity with artificial intelligence, we stand at the confluence of profound philosophical streams and practical applications. Harnessing AI while promoting human creativity takes inspiration from various interdisciplinary frameworks and models, each casting light on different facets of this creative symbiosis. Adaptive systems, biology. In biology, the idea of adaptive systems, which evolve through a process of natural selection, provides a compelling parallel to our integration with AI. Just as organisms adapt to their environments, humans can adapt to technological advancements, employing AI as an extension of our intellectual and creative faculties. Practical steps. 1. Observe and analyze which AI integrations most effectively enhance human creativity. 2. Adapt to the AI by learning its capabilities and limitations, integrating feedback loops. 3. Innovate continually, allowing the AI-enhanced creative process to evolve. Implications. The human-AI relationship is dynamic, not static. Much like adaptive organisms, it should evolve to better address creative challenges, ensuring that human-AI symbiosis is a process of continuous improvement and enhancement. Complexity theory, economics and sociology. Complexity theory, studied in both economics and sociology, examines how interactions within a system can lead to emergent properties, unpredictable from the behavior of individual components alone. Applied to human-AI collaboration, it predicts that the whole, human creativity augmented by AI, can be greater than the sum of its parts, human or AI alone. Practical steps. 1. Create environments where human-AI interaction can occur without rigid preconceptions. 2. Encourage interdisciplinary collaborations to explore how AI can yield novel creative outcomes. 3. Recognize and foster the emergent properties that arise from the collaborative system of human and AI. Implications. Expecting unexpected outcomes and emergent properties from the human-AI partnership could lead to new forms of creativity and problem-solving that are only possible through this synergy. Cognitive load theory, psychology. Cognitive load theory from psychology, which concerns the amount of information that working memory can hold at one time, can enhance our understanding of how AI collaborations can extend human cognitive capabilities and reduce cognitive overload, leading to increased creativity. Practical steps. 1. Leverage AI to handle complex data analysis, reducing cognitive load for humans. 2. Allow humans to focus on strategic and creative thinking without unnecessary details. 3. Tailor AI tools to complement human cognition, avoiding counterproductive complexity. Implications. By offloading certain cognitive tasks to AI, humans can reserve more mental energy for creative endeavors, leading to more profound insights and inventions. Heuristics in decision-making, behavioral economics. Lastly, the concept of heuristics in decision-making, studied within behavioral economics, can explain how AI could aid humans in making better, less biased decisions. AI can process vast quantities of data impartially, helping to mitigate the cognitive biases that often plague human judgment. Practical steps. 1. Identify where human decision-making is most prone to bias in creative processes. 2. Integrate AI as a decision support tool to provide data-driven insights. 3. Use AI outputs as a heuristic checkpoint, refining human intuition with empirical evidence. Implications. This suggests a future where AI complements the intuitive aspects of creativity, grounding it in data, without stifling the human spirit that gives it wings. In bringing these diverse ideas into concord, we find not only a defense against the fear that AI might eclipse human creativity, but an inspiring vision of what that creativity can become, richer, more informed, and more inclusive of complex, emergent phenomena. We stand not at the end of creativity, but at the beginning of an augmented era, where AI tools, guided by human hands, hearts, and minds, can uncover vistas of intellectual and artistic expression that reach far beyond what we might achieve alone. As this exploration reveals, the fusion of AI and human ingenuity is an invitation into a grand co-creative endeavor, pointing not to a narrowing of human potential, but to its boundless expansion. Harmonizing AI with human ingenuity can be likened to a duet between two exceptional musicians, each with their own unique skills and yet capable of creating something far greater together. As we dive deeply into this creative symbiosis, let us consider additional robust frameworks from different domains of knowledge and their insightful intersection with the integration of AI and human creative efforts. From the philosophy of mind, we can draw upon the idea of the extended mind, which posits that the tools we use can become integral parts of our cognition. AI positioned in this framework can be understood as an expansion of the human intellect, a literal extension that augments and amplifies our cognitive reach. By partnering with AI, we can extend our mental workspace, harnessing the computational power of machines to extend the scope of our own thinking and creativity. In the field of educational psychology, Vygotsky's concept of the zone of proximal development, ZPD, teaches us that learners can achieve higher levels of understanding with the assistance of a more knowledgeable other or an appropriate tool. AI is analogous to both a tireless guide and a dynamic scaffold, pushing human creativity into new ZPDs where complex problems can be more easily solved through the synthesis of human creativity and algorithmic precision. Art, with its plethora of movements and influences, serves as a valuable source of insights into the harmonious blending of distinct elements. Much like the collaboration between different art forms, such as music and dance, which can produce an enhanced aesthetic experience, the AI-human partnership has the potential to bring forth a new era of digital renaissance in which technology does not replace human creativity, but rather complements and elevates it to new dimensions. Considering the cognitive sciences, we can appreciate the theory of multiple intelligences, which suggests that individuals possess different kinds of intelligences in varying degrees. AI can work alongside these intelligences, not to supplant human gifts, but to supplement them, providing computational support that bolsters human performance in weaker areas, while allowing strengths to be more fully expressed and capitalized upon. In organizational theory, the concept of absorptive capacity emphasizes the need for firms to recognize, assimilate, and apply new knowledge to maintain competitiveness. Similarly, individuals and societies must cultivate an absorptive capacity for the evolving capabilities of AI, learning to incorporate this new knowledge into our day-to-day creative processes, thereby enhancing our collective ability to solve problems and generate original ideas. Lastly, drawing upon the field of ethics, we must navigate the potentially treacherous waters of morality in this bold new partnership. It's imperative that we establish ethical guidelines that ensure AI is used to augment human creativity in ways that are just, equitable, and enhance the well-being of all. By doing so, we can maintain a moral compass in a realm that is replete with the power to shape human destiny. As we contemplate the alliance of human ingenuity with artificial intelligence, we stand at the confluence of profound philosophical streams and practical applications. Harnessing AI while promoting human creativity takes inspiration from various interdisciplinary frameworks and models, each casting light on different facets of this creative symbiosis. Bringing these diverse ideas together, we see a panorama of possibilities whereby AI not only complements human creativity, but elevates it to unprecedented levels. We are embarking on an adventure where each discovery prompts new questions, pushing us to think more broadly and deeply than ever before. By accepting AI as a partner in the creative realm, we acknowledge that it is not a competitor to be feared, but a collaborator that enhances our intrinsic capacities for innovation and expression. In conclusion, rather than viewing AI as an existential threat to human creativity, we must embrace it as a catalyst for expanded thought and inventiveness. The examples from adaptive systems, complexity theory, cognitive load theory, and behavioral economics all highlight AI's potential to amplify our creative potential. What we make of this burgeoning relationship between humans and AI will depend on our willingness to embrace change, remain open to emerging synergies, and continually align technological progress with our highest values and aspirations. In the synthesis of human and artificial intelligence lies the true art of future creation, a masterpiece that we, together with the machines we have made, can now begin to dream into existence.
In this section, we've delved into the intricate relationship between human creativity and artificial intelligence, exploring whether AI serves simply as a tool enhancing human creativity, or if it represents a threat to the uniqueness of human ingenuity. We've examined creativity's role in driving societal advancement and questioned AI's capability to replicate the depth and nuance of human artistic and innovative output. We scrutinized the cognitive extension theory, which frames human cognition as something that exists beyond the biological brain, extending into the tools we use, including AI. This perspective positions AI as a cognitive collaborator rather than a competitor. In artistic realms like digital art and music, AI's contributions have been seen as both a technical assistant and a source of inspiration, facilitating new forms of expression that broaden the scope of human endeavor. We have also grappled with the philosophical and ethical dimensions of AI's role in the creative process, confronting concerns about whether AI-generated content can truly be considered creative and the implications of its increasing independence in creation. Ultimately, viewing AI as a collaborative partner in the creative process, we suggest a vision of AI and human creativity not as mutually exclusive forces, but as complementary components of a shared evolutionary journey. AI is proposed not as an endpoint for human creativity, but as a catalyst for new and unexplored forms of co-creation, expanding the boundaries of what we can achieve together. We wrapped up by considering a variety of interdisciplinary frameworks, ranging from biology and psychology to the arts and ethics, to understand the multifaceted interactions between humans and AI in creative contexts. This comprehensive outlook bolsters the optimistic notion that AI will not overshadow human creativity, but will instead contribute to its flourishing, driving us towards a future rich with collaborative innovation and artistic expression.
In the pantheon of human achievements, creativity has long stood as our most ineffable quality, a realm where the muses dance just beyond the reach of rigid explanation. Yet as we stand at the crossroads of an AI revolution, we find ourselves questioning whether these digital constructs signal the dawn of an expanded artistry or the twilight of human originality. At its core, creativity is the alchemy of transforming the mundane into the magnificent. It is our ability to draw from the wellspring of human experience and produce something novel, something that resonates with the collective consciousness and yet stems from individual intuition. AI, with its capacity for learning and pattern recognition, extends the borders of this creative landscape. It does not so much invent as discover, not so much revolutionize as iterate. On one hand, as tools for creation, AI systems can be seen as the latest instruments in the artist's ever-growing orchestra. From the prehistoric charcoals that graced cave walls to the complex digital software of today, each tool has extended the means of expression available to humans. AI can process vast amounts of information, identifying intricate patterns and granting creators new materials with which to craft their visions, much like how the invention of perspective in the Renaissance opened up new dimensions on canvas. The integration of AI in creative processes brings to light the concept of combinatorial innovation, wherein novelty arises from new configurations of existing ideas, a principle we've realized throughout human history. Johannes Gutenberg's printing press, for instance, was groundbreaking not because of entirely new principles, but because of the inventive assemblage of press, movable type, ink, and paper, which themselves were known technologies. In similar vein, AI amalgamates codes, data, and algorithms in novel ways, offering a kind of renaissance in digital creativity. However, this emergent symbiosis between human and machine also wades into deeper philosophical territory. If creativity has always been the enigmatic conduit of human essence, does outsourcing it to AI strip from us our most cherished attribute? When an AI composes music indistinguishable from that of the great masters or generates art that stirs the soul, it forces us into introspection about where humanity ends and artificiality begins. Within this inquiry lies the paradox of Theseus' ship, an odyssey not across the waves but through the essence of identity and creation. Just as the ship of Theseus gradually had all its wooden parts replaced, at what point does human creativity cease to be if we incrementally offload its processes to AI? And yet, are we not still the architects of the vessel, even if the planks are hewn by synthetic hands? Artificial intelligence thus emerges not as the end of human creativity, but perhaps as the most intricate mirror we have ever held up to its ever-evolving nature. As we teach these systems the principles of harmony, storytelling, and aesthetics, they become not usurpers, but amplifiers of the human spirit. In this new epoch, a transcendent dialogue is taking form, one that might concurrently expand the canvas of human ingenuity while prompting a reconnection with the intrinsic value of an organic, flawed, and profoundly human touch. Exploring the implications of AI in the realm of creativity invites us to borrow ideas from a variety of disciplines to understand the impact of this technological revolution. One such concept is evolutionary biology's punctuated equilibrium, a term describing the pattern of long stable periods punctuated by rapid changes in species. Analogously, AI's emergence in art and creativity may represent a compressed period of profound transformation following millennia of relatively linear progress. In this evolutionary sprint, the adjacent possible is a concept from complexity theory that can be applied. As defined by biologist Stuart Kaufman, it speaks to the incremental way in which new possibilities arise. Each new innovation opens up adjacent avenues that were previously inaccessible. When AI creates art, it expands our adjacent possible, offering us an array of new doors to open. Here's how one might leverage the adjacent possible using AI. 1. Investigate the current limits of creative output in your field. 2. Introduce an AI tool to extend these limits and note new possibilities. 3. Explore these new directions, allowing the AI to expand your vision. 4. Assess the novelty and value of the resultant work within its wider cultural significance. The implication here is twofold. AI might accelerate our journey through the adjacent possible, but it also raises questions about the value of the discoveries made therein if they are born of synthetic minds. Another relevant model is the economic principle of creative destruction, coined by Joseph Schumpeter. This concept suggests that innovation cyclically disrupts markets by phasing out old regimes and ushering in new ones. In the artistic sphere, AI could be seen as a disruptive force, potentially devaluing certain skill sets or forms of expression while elevating others. To use creative destruction wisely in the face of AI artistry, one might, 1. Identify the creative domains where AI is likely to cause disruption. 2. Reevaluate and adapt your skill set to complement AI rather than compete with it. 3. Anticipate new forms of creative expression that AI could engender. 4. Pursue these emergent forms, actively participating in the new creative economy. The essence of this model shows us that while AI may close certain doors, it invariably opens others, often in unpredictable ways. The artist's task may shift from creation to curation, guiding the AI, integrating its output with human sensibilities, and framing its work within the larger human story. From the view of sociology, AI's impact on creativity can be assessed through the lenses of role theory, which examines how individuals fulfill the roles expected of them by society. As AI becomes more enmeshed in creative work, it may take on a new social role of an artist, while human creators might evolve into new roles as curators, editors, or integrators. To adapt to the shifting roles in society due to AI, one could, 1. Define the emerging roles that AI could occupy within creative sectors. 2. Understand the changing expectations, skills, and outputs associated with these new roles. 3. Seek to redefine one's own role in a way that leverages personal strengths. 4. Educate and position oneself in the evolving social structure to stay relevant. Doing so acknowledges a critical implication, the fallacy of seeing human creators as separate from their tools and collaborators, AI included. Human artistry and machinery have always danced together, and the nature of this dance is entering a new, complex choreography. These frameworks, among others, reveal that the dawn of AI in art is neither an apocalypse of originality nor an unequivocal boon. It is a multifaceted event with broad implications for evolving human self-conception, the structure of creation, and the very definition of artistry. AI as a tool, a collaborator, and perhaps eventually as a form of creative intelligence in its own right, cements the notion that our creativity is a living, changing interaction with the world around us, including the technology we create. This new age prompts us not to a final conclusion, but to a continuation of the dialogue between human imagination and its newest canvas, artificial intelligence. The convergence of AI and human creativity blurs the traditional boundaries of artistry, prompting an examination reminiscent of Thomas Kuhn's philosophy of scientific revolutions. Kuhn postulated that scientific progression is not linear, but rather occurs via paradigm shifts, which redefine underlying assumptions and precipitate a reimagining of the fundamentals. AI's encroachment into the realm of creativity may represent such a paradigm shift, whereby the central tenets of what constitutes art, authorship, and originality are questioned and transformed. In order to grapple with this shift, engaging with the philosophical framework of existentialism becomes pertinent. Existentialist thought, particularly that of Jean-Paul Sartre, could propose that the essence of art springs not from its provenance, but from the meaning it engenders within the observer. Thus, AI-generated art challenges us to find value in the encounter with art itself, regardless of its artificial origins. This demands that we look beyond the creator and towards the experience and interpretation of the work. Moreover, the idea of AI as a force in the artistic landscape echoes themes from the philosophy of technology. Martin Heidegger's notion of the tool being illustrates how technology reveals the world to us in different ways. In art, AI serves as a new lens, reframing our perception and expanding the frontiers of the conceivable. The tool that AI provides is not merely a passive instrument, but an extension of human intent, which in turn shapes that very intent, a recursive relationship encapsulated by the theory of technological determinism. Considering Heidegger's insights, it becomes apparent that the technological enframing brought about by AI allows for a reconstitution of the artistic process. This process moves beyond traditional representation or expression towards a collaborative emergence with the machine, where the outputs reflect a combined agency, a co-authored reality. In the context of ethics, the incursion of AI into creative realms also taps into debates surrounding intellectual property and moral rights. AI artistry raises profound questions about ownership and authenticity, normally guarded by copyright laws. The ethical framework insists that we reevaluate these precepts in light of AI's capabilities, nurturing a discourse on how to attribute credit and value in a collaborative, human-AI creation. Turning to cognitive science, the concept of embodied cognition suggests that our thinking is deeply rooted in our physical interactions with the world. Art has traditionally been an embodiment of the human condition, a manifestation of our corporal existence. AI, through its non-embodied yet intelligent operations, challenges this notion, introducing a disembodied yet potentially empathetic entity into the creative fold. This might extend our understanding of cognition and its relationship to artistic expression, redefining creativity as a more inclusive, less anthropocentric phenomenon. Interweaving these theoretical perspectives, the implications of AI in artistic creation reveal themselves as both monumental and subtle. What becomes clear is that understanding AI's role in art is not an endgame, but an ongoing process of adaptation and reflection. AI's arrival in the creative arena signifies not the twilight of human originality, but a new dawn of amalgamated artistry, a synthesis where the human spirit meets silicon intelligence. By considering the shifts in equilibrium, the expansion of the adjacent possible, the dynamics of creative destruction, and the evolution of societal roles, we grasp a comprehensive view of the transformative power of AI. It underscores the importance of redefining our creative identities, embracing the inextricable linkage between technology and human experience, and navigating the ethical dimensions of this burgeoning landscape. In conclusion, AI as an agent in the domain of creativity embodies a dual promise, an enhancement of human artistic capabilities, and a challenge to the very essence of human-led art. This duality does not condone a retreat from the digital horizon, but rather beckons us towards a symbiotic future. It is in the nexus of human touch and algorithmic precision that the next chapter of our artistic heritage will be written, punctuated by an embrace of technology that paradoxically asserts our humanity more than ever before.
This section delved deep into the complex relationship between artificial intelligence, AI, and human creativity, exploring whether AI represents a new frontier in artistic expression or a challenge to our inherent originality. It discussed creativity as the transformative process of turning the ordinary into the extraordinary. AI's role is positioned not as a direct creator, but as a tool that extends the creative landscape, potentially revolutionizing how we perceive the creative process through combinatorial innovation, akin to historical technological advancements like the printing press. The section further examined the philosophical implications of AI and creativity, touching upon the paradox of Theseus's ship to question the nature of identity and creation in the digital age. It presented AI as an amplifier of human spirit rather than a usurper, facilitating a transcendent dialogue that might expand human ingenuity while prompting us to reconnect with the authenticity of the human experience. Additionally, the use of theoretical frameworks from various disciplines, including the concepts of punctuated equilibrium, the adjacent possible, creative destruction, role theory, and philosophical stances on art and technology, shed light on the broad implications of AI's emergence in art and creativity. The relationship between human and artificial creativity is portrayed as a complex interplay that redefines the definition of artistry and compels us to adapt to changing roles and processes. Ethical considerations regarding intellectual property and the notion of embodied cognition from cognitive science provided further insight into the unique challenges and questions raised by AI in the creative domain. Ultimately, this section proposed that embracing AI and creativity could lead to a new era of co-authored artistic expression, where technology is intertwined with the human spirit, suggesting a symbiotic future that reaffirms our humanity in the face of advancing technology.
That about wraps it all up. Thanks for listening to episode number 22 of the Infinite Knowledge Podcast and our exploration of today's topic on creativity with and without AI, artificial intelligence as an extension of human creativity or the end of human creativity. We can't wait to release future episodes where we continue exploring intellectually stimulating knowledge. Be sure you are subscribed and remember to share this episode on social media. Until next time, take care.
The Infinite Knowledge Podcast.